Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
So Harari, because he's a Jew, he's in rebellion against the Genesis narrative, which is plausible. He doesn't understand what he's doing, but because he's in rebellion, but that's the one reason, because he's a Jew, okay? Second thing is, he's a homosexual, okay? Now, as a homosexual, he is in rebellion in a particular way against nature. And so, this comes out in his book, after telling you everything is biology, he suddenly gets to sex, and then he jumps around and says, no, nothing's biology. There is no biology there. It's all socially constructed. Oh, wait a minute. Which is it? It's one or the other. Like, so whenever I say, well, I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth, he says, you just said that because of molecules in your brain. You just said because the chemical reaction that went off in your brain. That's the only reason you said that. So I say, oh, gosh, I guess maybe you're right. So I guess then it's all biology, right? Which means there must be a difference between male and female, right? Well, no, wait a minute. That's not true either. Well, which is it? This is completely preposterous now. And now we're heading into the realm of the totally bizarre, like gender ideology in its current form, transgenderism, which tells us there is no male or female. Well, this contradicts biology, fellas. Which is it? I mean, what am I supposed to believe? I mean, I'm so troubled. I'm so confused here, Professor. You know, on the one hand, you tell me everything is biology, and then when I agree with you and I say, yes, we're male and female, no, that's not biology. That's social conditioning. So on the one hand, he's Darwin, and on the other hand, he's Michel Foucault. Well, which is it? Well, there is no answer, because he is committed to a certain narrative. Okay, because he's a Jew, because he's a homosexual, because he's a Darwinist, you put all these things together and there's a certain thing where you're saying, this is reality, this has to be reality. Okay, this is what reality is. So, there are certain things that are real and there are certain things that are not real. So, what's real? Well, rivers, trees, things you can touch, you know, that's real. But what about the idea if that's real? You can't touch that, can you? Or is that real or not? Well, no, he can't figure that one out because he just contradicted himself. And he could have learned that, as I said, at Cambridge or Oxford, because both Haldane and C.S. Lewis said the same thing. So basically, if everything I think is a function of my chemicals in my brain, then I have no reason to believe that what I think is true. And if what I think is not true, then I have no reason to believe that all of my thoughts are a function of chemicals in my brain.
You're being honest.
So it refutes itself. So materialism is self-refuting. Well, he can't leave it at that because he's got a commitment. And what's the commitment he has? Again, he's got a commitment to rebellion against Logos because he's a Jew. And he's got a commitment to war on nature because he's a homosexual. He is the mutant. He is the ideal citizen. Bryan Singer created us, the paradigm of the ideal citizen. He's a Jew. He's a homosexual. The X-Men are the paradigm of what we're all supposed to be. We're all supposed to be Jews and homosexuals or mutants. Mutant is a Darwinian term, remember? So we all evolved into this point where we are in rebellion against nature. Okay? That means, so that's real. I just told you that. So let's get back to the standard explanation. This is real.
Oh, okay. Thanks. It's interesting that he brings out the fact that they don't want to make a distinction of gender, and we all ponder that. Some of us think it's because the toxins that are in our cans, in our plastics, are impacting our hormone system, and that is what is creating this unusual type of man and woman that appear not to be solely male or solely female. That's one theory. Another theory that we really also need to consider is the whole legal system and everything is functioning under, which they want the whole world to be on, the maritime law, law merchant, uses a, does not recognize gender, because each individual human isn't a man or a woman, it's a corporation, it is a transmitting utility, it is a number. So if you look at UCC, section 1-106, it cites use of singular and plural, semicolon, gender. And it goes on to say in the Uniform Commercial Code, unless the statutory context otherwise requires, words in the singular number include the plural, and those in the plural include the singular. Okay, folks, that makes no sense whatsoever, does it? Not if you're talking about real. If you're talking about real, we have both plural and singular. But if you're talking about a legal fiction, it probably doesn't matter. Then it goes on to say, words of any gender also refer to any other gender. Again, just look at the language that they use in the UCC, and you know you're dealing with a fictitious system, not a real one. And you and I were real. Okay, let's go to the next clip. That would be clip number 4.
But when you talk about things like justice, whoa, justice. What are we talking about?
That's an artificial.
That's a phantasm of not only just the human brain, it's even worse than that. It's Christianity, which is the ultimate illusion. I mean, if there's one thing Jews believe, is that Christians are deluding themselves. You know, the Jews are hard-nosed people. They know how to make money. They're realists. They grind you when you borrow money from them. They're hard-nosed people. And they don't believe in these fairy tales like Jesus Christ and resurrection from the dead. They're hard-nosed people. Okay? Okay? And so, what about justice? Well, that's just part of this fairy tale that the Christians perpetrate. This is what he says. I'm not making this up. The Declaration of Independence, this type of thing.
The fiction of America, I mean, the social contract that came from Locke, which he kind of got from Hobbes, which is like a fiction. You know, supposedly that we were created like a god. I mean, I see a connection myself. We were created like the Rousseau savage.
Yeah, that is a fiction. I agree with you. That is a complete fiction.
I think that merges. I mean, what you're saying, there is.
Of course it does. He's working out of that tradition. Hobbes is the guy who created the state of nature. It's nasty, brutish, and short. It's like a Washington law firm. Okay? Rousseau said, no, it's not nasty, brutish, and short. It's kind of nice. And then we have Avatar, which is kind of like Rousseauvian fiction, you know, those blue people. I guess you'd call them bluish. Funny, you don't look bluish. Anyway, so the point here is to say, well, justice, it's a fiction. It's not real. You can't kind of bang it, you know, bang on it. It's not real.
Well, it's something we construct as a necessity, but it's a fiction that we need to have to survive.
Yeah, but it's a fiction. It's a fiction. There's no such thing as justice. And I know, first of all, I think he would say, yes, we need order. But he doesn't go for justice. Justice is a complete fiction. So, well, wait, there's no justice in the world. Okay? Well, suddenly we understand, why is his book in every supermarket in England? Well, because the oligarchs, this is music to the oligarchs' ear. They love this idea. It's just created so that we get along better. Well, who determines whether these structures make us get along better? Well, obviously, the rich and the powerful. And the rich and the powerful are the people who are promoting Harari's book. It's not coincidence. It's not hard to understand why. Because he's saying no justice in the world. So what's the universe look like? Well, actually, it looks a lot like Israel. Because there's no justice in Israel. basically the rich and the powerful, the Jews that were appointed to take over the Middle East, okay, come in and they drive the Palestinians out of their land. They take over their houses. They persecute their children. And that's the way it is.
Now, when we say oligarchs and the rich, is it, can we also say the opposite of that, or the corresponding part, is wage slavery? In other words...
Of course it is. Of course, the oligarchs don't love...
You're the wage slave.
They love to have some homosexual professor get up there and say there's no such thing as justice in the world, because that means they can cheat you out of a just wage. They can grind you into dust with their usury. They love this. And let's face it, usury is what made Jews powerful. So that's an act of injustice, and now we're justifying. He's justifying. What is he justifying? He's justifying the Jews' hegemony over all of us. If by that you mean the role the Jews play in the Anglo-global American empire.
But they do it through the illegal use of usury, and the church used to be a lot stronger under condemnation.
Of course it did. So when the Jews are strong, the church is weak. When the church is strong, the Jews are weak. So it's back and forth. You know, the Middle Ages, the church was strong and the Jews were weak, and usury was illegal, and it was obviously circumvented lots of times. And I've written that book too. It's called Barren Metal, History of Capitalism as the Conflict Between Labor and Usury. So we know that story too. But what is this universe that you're creating? Well, it's the universe that the oligarchs want us to accept. So it's good to tell Palestinians there's no justice in the world, because then they will simply accept this Jewish theft of their land. And they'll just say, well,
this is how it is.
That's how it is. Just the world as it is. And we will accept our role as kind of second-class human beings. Because we don't have that evolutionary edge that the Jews and the homosexuals, the mutants, Bryan Singer's crowd, the X-Men. We're not like the X-Men.
Well, they have a higher IQ. I mean, isn't that part of the narrative?
The answer to that question is no, okay?
But the official narrative...
They're good at cheating. The Jews are good at cheating. If you want this story, I've said it before, but it's Nicholas Lemon's book, The Big Test, talks about how the Jews in Brooklyn cheated their way into Harvard through the Kaplan prep course. So let's lay that to rest now. The whole IQ thing is completely bogus. It was created to keep certain people out of the United States during the 1920s. Okay?
Most people believe.
Well, that's why we're here, aren't we?
Okay, thanks. I thought that was excellent. So many people who've been into the courts right here in our country, right here in my county, leave that courtroom and say, my God, they can't believe what happened. They are absolutely convinced there is no justice in our court system. The only people who believe there's justice in the court system, I swear, are the people who've never been in the courtroom. If you've never been in the courtroom, you can hang on to your fantasy that these courts are about justice, the Lady of Justice. They are about anything else. I mean, there is no justice in the courtroom in America, and has not been for a very long time. Okay, let's go on to clip number 5.
Okay, so here we go. We're constantly going back and forth here. You know, just when we accept the whole materialistic explanation of everything, then suddenly he tells us, gives us gender ideology when it's all a social construct, and so it's not biology after all. But so he finally comes to something, a term like happiness. Now, is happiness, is that something you can bang on like that?
Well, that is the purpose for America. The purpose, if you come to America, pursue happiness. I mean, that's...
Listen, we all want to be happy, but it doesn't exist, does it? Well, wait a minute. Why am I unhappy? When you're unhappy, you have a clear sense of what you lack. Okay? This is, again, this preposterous materialist calculus that has nothing to do with the reality of human existence. So now, obviously, according to this materialist construct, there is no such thing as happiness. But wait a minute. No, stop. There is. And he ends his book by describing happiness. how you can become happy. And the answer is very clear. All you need to do is put the right chemicals in your brain and you will be happy. So it's basically drugs. This is the solution. Well, guess what? This is also congenial to the oligarchs. Let's just cut out all of this stuff. You know, you went to the symphony. What did the symphony do? It set off chemical reactions in your brain. Forget it. Just put the chemicals directly in your brain and you will be happy. This is what he says. So, okay, now we're back into real, heavy, serious, hardcore materialism. But we're also, there's a current reference to this, too. Just when he's promoting this, guess what story is coming out here? It's the white genocide story because of the opioid epidemic. There is an opioid epidemic out there, and guess who's responsible for it?
People pushing the drugs.
Yeah, and guess who is famous?
Well, the Sackler family.
The Sackler family. And it turns out that they are Jewish as well. So here he's not only running interference for the Anglo-American Empire, he's running interference for this drug firm. The Sackler family are the people who created OxyContin. OxyContin, if you look, do the research, is the main thing driving the opioid epidemic in our day, because it's legal.
Well, that's why that doctor was killed. He right here, you know, the Notre Dame employee, he wouldn't give her dose of OxyContin because I guess the pressure's on the doctors now to bring it down.
Yeah.
It's gotten out of hand.
Well, it is gotten out of hand. I mean, there's a horrendous epidemic here. Well, that's what this guy's promoting. Guess what this is? It's like legalization of marijuana. It's a way of keeping the population docile by keeping them drugged up. It's not happiness. Ask any of these people if they're happy. Go to the people lining up with their OxyContin prescription. Ask Rush Limbaugh, are you happy because of OxyContin? No. The answer is no. Drugs do not make you happy.
Well, sorry, Adam and Eve after eating the fruit.
Sorry, Adam and Eve were not addicted to OxyContin. Okay, so sorry, what you have here is your explanation of happiness is just one more form of control. That's what Professor Harari is in the business of promoting: social control. Do what the oligarchs tell you. Take the drug that the Jew is manufacturing to keep you docile and him rich. This is the end. This is the net result. This is what this book is all about. And it's being sold in supermarkets. It's no coincidence that it's being sold in supermarkets, because the purpose of this book is to befuddle the population by giving them crazy ideas and then keeping them confused and docile. That's what this is all about.
So our economy has gone, has been keeping its strength partly because the medical profession is so dominant. And the medical profession is a merger between the AMA and the pharmaceutical companies way
right.
back.
Right.
But they're taking advantage.
Well, that's the rise of the Sackler family. And OxyContin is a classic example of bad, that's not medicine, that's bad medicine, that's drug dealing, combined with advertising. You know, I mean, Ruth, that's what they gave Arthur Sackler an award, put him in the Advertising Hall of Fame, because he was so good at marketing this drug. And how did you do that? By corrupting the medical profession, doctors. By would you like to go to a pain management seminar in Palm Beach? All expenses paid?
It's intense, especially on the East Coast.
Well, yeah, I would.
Philly, you have all those drug companies.
Well, there's a doctor in Philadelphia now who has just been arrested for murdering his wife because she threatened to blow the whistle on basically his drug ring, which is basically selling these opioids, you know. And they've reached the point now where you've got the other, the standard illegal drugs like heroin. It turns out that heroin is now cheaper than OxyContin. And people let's say an athlete, high school athlete who is injured and has pain, in pain, he goes to the doctor prescribes OxyContin, he becomes addicted to it. And then suddenly he can't afford the prescription anymore, and he shifts over to heroin because it's cheaper. This shows you how this whole thing is so interrelated. And this man, Professor Harari, is the shill for this entire corrupt system.
Yeah, because it's based on a worldview, and he provides the worldview.
So it goes, it goes from Darwin all the way down to drugs. And that's the world we live in, and that's the world that has no foundation anymore. So we're all like Wile E. Coyote, suddenly looking down. No matter where you are in the world, you're starting to look down, and you realize nothing there.
Around 6 per day, 7 days a week. When you realize all the folks listening to RBN all hours of the day and night, we think our goal is realistic and extremely critical to keep RBN on the air. If everybody listening will seriously assess their ability with firearms and then take advantage of this opportunity, we feel our goal is very conservative. Please take the time to look over Front Sight's website to get an idea of an amazing facility and the world-class training that's going on there. If this interests you, you likely will have like-minded friends that would like to know. Tell them. If for some reason some listeners are not personally interested, consider sons and daughters, close friends, nieces or nephews, top valued employees, inform club members, share the opportunity with police and fire departments. It's not too early to plan Christmas presents for special people. This fundraiser has come in an extremely critical time for RBN because the dire need for equipment upgrades. We're running on the spare tire currently with no money to fix a flat, and the fuel gauge is bouncing on E. This is one of the most valuable ways you can help RBN financially because you get Commander lifetime membership value that is 50 times your donation and can be passed on forever. How many times during life do you get to leave a legacy? See more details and contact info on our webpage, republicbroadcasting.org, and thank you.
Extendivite. Made from garlic, cayenne, bilberry, hawthorn, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle, feeds our body with the nutrients we need to keep healthy. Just listen to what Arthur had to say.
I was just wondering if any of the great products you have, I could use this about, 10 years ago, after I had congestive heart failure. And it fixed me up and got me going for the last 10 years. Lately, I've been having heart trouble again, so I placed another order because this was the only thing that ever worked. And I just wanted to let you know that you have a great product. Thank you very much.
Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
He had to say about happiness, because it's so true that these antidepressant drugs, they are pushing them everywhere. They are pushing the general practitioners, the primary care physicians. I just heard from someone 2 days ago who went to his first appointment at a young primary care physician's office, meaning she wasn't that far out of school. She was in her 20s. And she gave him, that was his first appointment with her, and she gave him a test to ascertain whether or not he was depressed. Now they're trying to analyze whether or not we're depressed so that they can prescribe antidepressants. And what is so interesting is, what does depressed mean? You know, and E. Michael Jones said, well, you figure out what it is you haven't got. You figure out what it is you need that you haven't got, where they're trying to convince the public depression is a chemical imbalance in the brain. You would be happy with having nothing and not having a job. You would be happy with losing your house if you didn't have this brain in balance. And E. Michael Jones, of course, makes the point that that's not what we're describing happiness. But the powers that be want very much for the doctors and the public to believe that when you're unhappy, it has to do with brain imbalance. It has nothing to do with the fact you've got a student loan you can't pay off. The company just closed and stole your pension. You can't afford the insurance, your health care. You can't afford your medication. No. That's not the problem. The problem is brain chemistry. This is lunacy. And I really appreciate E. Michael Jones for bringing that out. Lunacy, trying to define what happiness and unhappiness is via brain chemistry. Okay, let's listen to the last clip. It's about 4 minutes, 23 seconds.
So, your next article is on Iran, and they're discovering over there that it's...
Another story that we need to talk about.
Story, but it fits in to the idea that...
It's across, that's why I'm saying across the world. I'm not saying this just to mouth off. I've been around the world and I've seen it, one place or the other. You know, we're talking about a crisis, a spiritual crisis, a foundational crisis, and that's what I'm trying to address in the book, and this is just another chapter in the book on Logos.
A place like Notre Dame, which really promotes... For various reasons, they strongly promoted Darwinian. I mean, they gave the Latari Medal to Kenneth Miller about 3 years ago, who wrote a book, Darwin's God. I mean, he promotes, I'm a Catholic and I believe in Darwinian evolution. And they, you know, so...
Look, if you believe in God, why is it a problem to believe in evolution? I mean, there's evidence for evolution in nature. The acorn doesn't look like an oak tree, but it evolves into an oak tree.
Well,
you know?
In your article, you point out that the body and the soul are one unit. And this idea that we evolved as an animal, and then in the process, the soul has just slipped in.
No, I think
you're saying that's flawed, but that's what they were teaching a lot.
Well, that's bad psychology. I mean, basically, you're talking about the Platonic notion of the soul, which is basically that the soul is in the body the way you sit in your car. That's been superseded. Aristotle came up with the explanation, which is the current explanation, the best explanation, which is that the soul is the form of the body. So that you can't have a body without a soul, and you can't have a soul without a body. Well, you can't have a soul without a body. It's called an angel, okay? But that's a different realm of being. You can't have a disconnected soul. The soul comes into existence at the moment of conception when the body comes into existence. One needs the other. The soul is first act. If the eye were a body, the soul would be seeing. This is the sophisticated understanding that precludes any type of sort of, you know, soulless zombie created by evolution, and suddenly God zaps a human soul into a pre-existent body. I don't think it can work that way.
No, but like you had that class in 63 where they had the, you know, the lightning hits the pool of
That's preposterous.
But when I was taught at Notre Dame, they didn't dwell on it, but they definitely gave the idea that we evolved. They didn't even talk about God putting a soul in Father Murphy's class. But if you had inquired, they would have probably said, well, here's what happened. During that process of 2 million years where we evolved from a monkey, God then put a soul, and we call that Adam and Eve. And then if you
look at Genesis, it says God took the clay from the earth and made it into a human body. So there may be an instance where the human body is created out of pre-existent matter, but it couldn't be a human being unless it had a human soul. So it had to be a moment of creation. It had to be like that. And once again, we're back at the same paradigm. At the beginning, God created heaven and the earth. It had to be that moment, and that's the moment, and that soul, when that soul informed that body, it had the potentiality to do something that had never been done before in the history of the universe, which is namely to talk. Mm-hmm. which is what human beings have been doing ever since.
And that's why in the book of Sirach it says that Adam is to be honored above all men.
You are because we are all descendants of Adam and Eve.
Yeah, so it's so significant, and there's so many genealogies. It's in Chronicles.
Right.
It's in even in Jude. Right. Enoch is the seventh generation.
I understand. I'm trying to come to talk about these two strains, and we're running out of time. We got to quit. Okay, but we have plenty of other possibilities to talk about this series of beginnings that is basically the march of Logos through history.
Defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AirOutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
This is too good to be true, except this time it is real. 100%. No joke. How about a $25,000 membership to Front Sight Firearms Training Facility as a thank you bonus for a one-time donation to RBN of only $400. It is a Commander Lifetime membership with no yearly fees or dues. The training is free for the rest of your life with over 50 different classes. Then leave it to your designated beneficiary. You provide the approved firearm, holster, ammo, eye, and ear protection. Many features and bonuses are included, more than you would ever expect or believe. This is the ultimate graduation present, wedding gift, etc., etc. See the details. Go to RBN's webpage and frontsight.com to make it happen. You will hear this offer only on this radio network. Help keep RBN alive. Tell 5.
Okay, welcome back to the last segment of In Defense of Humanity. If anyone would like to call in, I'd be happy to hear from them. The number is 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443. And if you'd like to watch the YouTube of this interview that we just featured tonight, you can go to YouTube and type in Israel dash WIG, W-H-I-G dash Darwinian meta history. Those are two, WIG dash Darwinian, and the last word is meta, M-E-T-A H-I-S-T-O-R-Y. That should get you right to it. And it's about 58 minutes long, and you can watch him in the interview and hear everything he had to say. Okay, We have Ken from Ken, good evening.
Yes. I'm starting to wonder if the word evolution is a valid word for anything. I know it don't pertain to nature, but let's say automobiles. Did they evolve or were they redesigned? Steel guitar, did it evolve or was it redesigned? I just don't think it's a valid word for anything.
Yeah. Interesting. Some people say that we have evolved, that we weren't designed to drink milk. She was a Native American, and she was convinced that the fact that we can digest milk is part of evolution. The humans, once we became adults, our bodies were not designed to drink milk. Other people say we were designed to be hunter-gatherers, and that's the diet that would make us most healthy. And we've evolved to allow us to eat other things, baked breads, grains, etc. So what can I say? I don't know.
Yes, if this nonsense about evolving from a monkey is a big laughing joke out here from that, from that knucklehead Darwin.
Yes. Totally.
Here and simple. I'm gone.
Okay. Thanks. Well, what I thought was interesting then, that last episode, he was talking about the soul, and I must have been a couple years ago, I played a clip that was done by Bruce Lipton, and he was a part of the Genome Project, and he changed his thinking completely after the fact and became on the road less traveled. And I like to use that term for the good scientists who are challenging the mainstream profiteering science, and most of the good scientists, and some of them are whistleblowers, who are challenging the profiteers, the science of the oligarchs, pay a heck of a price to do it. They lose their jobs. They are ridiculed. But Bruce Lipton, you can type in YouTube. You can go to his website. He's done a lot of programs, a lot of good work. He wrote a book called The Biology of Belief. But when I did clips from Bruce, it seems to me he was saying that there is a source outside the human brain, that would be outside the human brain, that is basically directing our spirit and our soul. And he is saying that when we die, that entity, that spirit, that soul, leaves the physical body and goes elsewhere, doesn't get destroyed ever, and will reconnect with a new body in the future. He believes that scientifically he has proven that, which would go against Michael Jones on that point. And personally, I'm not sure I know. Both perspectives are really interesting. You have to say there are people who have had end-of-life death experiences where they actually left their body, out-of-body experiences, and they were able to witness what was going on in the room. So that makes you question whether or not that soul is cemented in the body, or if that soul is residing there temporarily and leaves the body when the body can no longer sustain life. Interesting. Don't have the answer. Okay. Tony in Massachusetts. Are you there, Tony?
Good evening. Hello?
Yes. Good evening.
Good evening. I was wondering if you ever heard of the Ringing Cedars book series of Russia?
I have.
Have you read them?
No.
You should read them, because it talks about a lot of what you spoke about tonight. And according to the author, he basically found the woman that talked him into writing these books. She was not abandoned, but basically her parents died when she was an infant, and basically she was raised by the animals in the surrounding forest. They basically fed her, and she basically learned from nature everything that she knows. And the knowledge that she gathered just from nature itself, which she calls basically the knowledge of the universe, is within reach as long as we obey what nature has to tell us. But we don't really obey what nature has to tell us because, like she puts it, we just stamp what God gave us, and we put everything on top of it, like roads and houses and whatnot, which are all artificial things. So we eliminate ourselves from what God is trying to give to us or give us the information that we need, and we're blocking it by putting all these artificial entities between us and God.
Interesting. I have heard about that. I should probably read that. Do you remember how, if she was raised without human contact, how did she learn language?
It was all given to her through nature. It's kind of hard for me to explain. I'm not really one of these people that call talk shows and explain things, so it's difficult for me to explain it. But
it's okay.
She claims that she receives all the information that she gets from her surrounding area, which is like a sanctuary for her, because everything that is there was provided for her in a loving environment from her parents, which died tragically. And basically that surrounding is basically her sanctuary that God has allowed her to keep, but also provides all the information she requires. I mean, she knows different languages. She knows about all the different history throughout the world. And she explains all of that in the books that he actually wrote. And he instilled all of that into him. And he kept calling her like a kook and stuff. There's no way I'm going to write a book. I'm not even an author. So how can I write a book? And she kept telling him, don't worry. Everything that I tell you, you're going to remember.
Wow.
These books have been written in 20 different languages and have sold over 11 million copies by word of mouth.
Wow. Well,
no,
that's
advertising.
That's good to know. I mean, I do think there's another realm that is part of our reality that E. Michael Jones may not have considered yet. I haven't closed my mind to it, I know.
Yeah, there was one other thing she said that kind of stuck in my head, was that we're always asking God for information and stuff, and she goes, God's not going to slow down to our speed. We have to catch up to his speed to understand the things that he's already done.
Interesting. Wow. Well, give the name of the... Is it Anastasia? Is that the first book?
That's the first book, yes. But you can download the series. You can download the series. I downloaded it from the internet. It's 10 books altogether, and it's the Ringing Cedars book series of Russia.
Okay.
And I just put in free PDF, and it came up.
Okay. Good to know. All right, thank you, Tony. I appreciate that.
It covers a lot of the subjects you've been talking about tonight, and even the subject that you were talking about with one of your relatives there that had the problem.
Yes.
I wanted to call in that day, but today is probably a better day. I'm glad that I waited until today because it kind of, with the guest you had on basically touched a lot of the subjects that are in these books.
Okay, yeah.
And one other thing, Flint Richardson, he was on this radio station, and he had on a woman named Janice Barcello from Birth of a New Earth, and she talks about these books in her book, and that's how I came across it.
Uh-huh. Okay.
Well, that's all I got. Thank you.
Thank you. Thanks for calling in. Okay.
Thank you.
Tom from Utah. Tom, are you there?
I'm here, Al. I think I have evidence of evolution. Can you believe this? This is tongue-in-cheek, however. We've evolved into becoming dependent upon the opiates. Why is that? Because we involuntarily affected evolution in the negative sense from the evolution of Genesis 1 and 29. We've gone contrary to our Genesis. So we've affected evolution. We're not the product of evolution, but we've affected it. We've made it our own pathway. So we have devolved into the sickly population that we are right now. I mean, it is pathetic the amount of pain, whether it's clinical or subclinical, that the human race is suffering, especially the Western world, because we've gone contrary to the Word of God. And I don't care whether you believe in God or in Darwin, we have gone contrary to our creation, one way or the other. That, you know, the proof is in the pudding. When you're ill, that's evidence that you're contrary to the blessings or the will of God.
Well, I don't like to blame us. They have changed our system. I mean, my family, my mother grew up on a farm. My husband's grandfather was a farmer. All the food was healthy. No one was overweight. So it wasn't that our family volunteered to alter our eating. It wasn't that we volunteered to
Well, we volunteer when we go to the grocery store and we spend the money on the junk.
Well, the problem
That's
is...
That's what I'm talking about.
People don't necessarily... If you go to the organic stores, some people don't do that because they can't afford it. And especially if they're on food stamps. So I do agree with you that eating junk challenges your health for sure. I'm not as apt to blame us because and also most people are unaware that that food is going to cause them harm. If you look at the, if they look at what's on TV, there's no warning on TV. They have to have friends and they're not taught in school that this food is going to hurt them. So, they have to discover the deception on their own. So many people, once they do, though, they do change their eating habits, don't you think?
Yeah, I'm a good example. However, in the 50s and the 60s, I was involved in the sciences where I knew the biological demands of the body. But even with that education, I actually went contrary to what I knew as fact and did what everybody else did. You know, that's why I say I made the choice to be contrary to fact. And the sad thing is, we tend to be more social creatures than intellectually founded creatures.
Well, and what's so funny, I remember a story when I lived in a different state. This family, they had kind of almost like a homestead, and they were raising their children, and it was all organic, healthy foods. Then their child got to the age of kindergarten, and they sent him to school, and the mother told me the story that he went to school. The teacher apparently observed this confrontation, and he had his little package of dates or fruit or whatever, and another child was there with potato chips. And he told the other child, "My mom forgot to pack my potato chips. Could you trade me, and I'll take those, and you can have these?" And he figured that out all on his own. So there's that social thing. You know, if he's the only one eating healthy food and everyone else is eating junk food and he's only 5 years old, that makes it hard for him because he's figuring out even at five. There must be something else going on that everybody likes that.
Yeah, last night I went to a little pre-Christmas dinner over here and I was the only one eating string beans and orange slices. The rest were eating the cadaver coming and all the fat that goes with it.
Yeah.
And yet I'm the only one that does not have diabetes in this little gathering.
Ah.
I mean, I did have diabetes back in the 90s, but when I laid on that steel table in 91, I said, this is a load of crap. I know what causes diabetes, so why in the heck am I having to deal with it?
Right.
So in 1991, I just went back to Genesis chapter 1, verse 29, and I said, that's where I'm at. My physiology is exactly the way it was created, either 6,000 years ago, 7,000 years ago, or millions of years ago. There is no evolution. There is simply degradation.
Right. And that's the way that the rulers want it. Okay, I think we're running out of time. Thank you for calling in, Tom. I have other callers. We just don't have time to take the calls. I appreciate everybody listening. I hope that you found it as enlightening as I did. I have never heard anyone debate the Darwinian theory so well. I'm going to use some of what he said in my own conversations, because I just think it's outrageous that this is going on and that people are getting that book in grocery stores and they're buying that poppycock. That is tragic. Again, it shows how the people are absolutely being told deception after deception after deception. It comes on the TV. It comes from politicians. It comes in the newspapers. Makes it very, very difficult for people to get to the truth. But the truth is out there, and I think E. Michael Jones has a good part of it. So are we going to go to our... I'm hoping everybody stays tuned for the evening imaging prayer. And remember, we have to put some effort into making the world we want, the world our children deserve, and imaging prayers is one way to help that along. Thank you very much, and we'll see you next week.
With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at libertystickers.com. Again, that's libertystickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. By Christine, great for heart palpitations. By Anne, before I started using this product, every afternoon, my ankles and my hands would be swollen. That doesn't happen anymore. So if that part of their advertising is true, I have to assume that the rest of it is also. Not to mention that when I had my yearly blood test, only a few weeks after beginning to use this product, my cholesterol had dropped over 30 points. I'm going to continue to take it. By Croc, I love this product. It really works. By Brad, works great. Thank you. Tell us your story. Get your Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2, keep it today.
We'd like to end tonight's show by reaching up to a higher power, whatever that might mean to you, to assist us in creating the future we all want. Close your eyes
as you listen to this beautiful song by Inca Gold called Shout to the Lord. And image families and children enjoying Earth's healthy meadows, forests, oceans, and mountains in perpetuity. Image them laughing, singing, and dancing. Visualize humanity thriving, free from want or fear. Picture the peaceful world we all deserve. Let's joyfully create our future together.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you one from Amazon.com. I just wanted you to know I saw my doctor and I laughed because he said, "I don't know what you're doing, but keep doing it." I have been taking Extendivite. I had borderline high blood pressure, heart flutter, high cholesterol. I changed my diet and included Extendivite with an amazing turnaround for the better. A few months later, I had a doctor's appointment and took a stress test. I passed. No heart flutter. Blood pressure was perfect. My doctor even took me off my medicine. I thank you truly from the bottom of my heart This stuff works, and I'm so grateful for Extendivite. Thank you, Justin G. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
You're listening to Republic.